And now to Africa and the oil-producing desert nation of Chad. An African Union delegation arrived in Chad Friday to investigate the president's claims that Sudan was behind this month's failed rebel assault on the capital. The Sudanese government denies involvement. Now unrest on Chad's eastern border with Sudan has uprooted 50,000 people who claim that Sudan's Janjaweed militia is attacking their villages. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
In this sprawling, dusty valley at Gosbeda, about 100 miles from the Chad-Sudan border in the east, sits the village of Gurukun. It looks like a giant refugee camp, with temporary shelters made of straw as far as the eye can see. Gurukun's population is normally 400, but those numbers have ballooned to about 8,000 in recent weeks, with the arrival of mostly women and children and some men. Said Rahim Mustafa, the Sultan of Dar Silla, the traditional leader in this border area, says truckloads of Chadians are arriving every day. Various armed groups operate all along the 1,000-mile border between Chad and Sudan. Some are rebels, others are robbers, and vulnerable civilians are the targets. Chadian soldiers, battling with what the government claims is a Sudanese-backed rebellion, are patrolling mainly strategic border towns. That leaves much of the rest of the frontier unguarded. Chad's repeated accusations against Sudan received worldwide attention only after a rebel attack on the capital in N'Djamena on April 13. In Gurukun, displaced Chadians say they're being attacked not by Chadian rebels, but by Sudanese-backed Janjaweed militiamen. The displaced women sang an anti-Janjaweed song to make their point. The Chadian women blame Sudan's president Omar Hassan al-Bashir for arming the Janjaweed to kill them. Now, Janjaweed loosely translates in Arabic as devils on horseback, and the much-feared Arab militiamen are blamed for the three-year campaign of murder, rape, and looting in Sudan's western Darfur region near Chad. Aid workers say more than 250,000 people have been killed and 2 million more driven from their homes, including thousands of Darfur Sudanese who've ended up in refugee camps here in Chad. UN officials say the Janjaweed have been pressing their attacks deeper into Chad in recent months. Twenty-year-old Halima Mohamed Zahale said she fled with four children to Gurukun from her Chadian border home. The Janjaweed attacked us day and night and killed our men. Then they stole our cattle and food, she said. 57 civilians died. We moved, said Mohamed, but the men on horseback came back for a second attack. They killed 40 more people and stole the rest of our cattle. Zakaria Abakar is 68. He was also forced to flee from the Chadian side of the border. Abakar says Sudanese Janjaweed militiamen are collaborating with Chadian robbers and killing and stealing from civilians. He complained that Chadian bandits were now making the most of lax border security. The traditional leader, Sultan Said Brahim Mustafa, said although the attacks were being launched from neighboring Sudan, the Chadian government had an obligation to protect the victims, its own citizens. The Chadian authorities are also to blame, said the Sultan. The Chadian government has a duty, a national duty, to protect its border and its people. It's Chad's responsibility to patrol its own frontier with Sudan. But all efforts have been in vain, he said. The influx of Chadians into Gurukun, fleeing Janjaweed attacks at the border, shows little sign of easing. And the displaced women look set to continue lamenting the loss of their families, friends, and livelihoods. Many of the Chadians say they will not go back to their border homes, even if security improves, because they no longer feel safe there. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Gurukun Village, Eastern Chad.
You can see a collection of Ophabia's photos of the refugees at npr.org.